91X News.
It's 7 degrees and sunny at 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Bowman. 39,000 people in Ontario are without jobs. We're without jobs in October, according to Stats Canada. But Belleville's Employment Resource Centre has no shortage. As Kurt Weiss reports, the Belleville Employment Resource Centre is trying to solve that problem.
The Resource Centre holds weekly sessions where anyone can come in for help with their resumes. But as employment specialist Melanie Turcotte explains, they aren't just workshops in themselves.
Not an actual workshop in itself. It's the day that we just make it publicly known that we're here, this is what we're going to focus on today. But really, we do that every single day of the week.
On top of resume clinics, Turcotte says other sessions are available, such as computer workshops, mock interviews, job searching, and more. The weekly resume clinics take place Monday mornings from 9:30 to 11. Kurt Weiss, 91X News, Belleville.
Striking workers with the Kawartha Halliburton Children's Aid Society vote today on a contract offer. Jennifer Smith, president of Ontario Public Service Employees Union Local 334, says the 130 workers have been on strike since October 17th. And Smith says the strike may continue because the bargaining team is recommending rejection of the offer. The workers began the strike saying management had failed to show any interest in returning to the bargaining table. The union says the key concerns at the table were workload, job security, hours of work, and layoff language. OPSU represents frontline social workers, child protection workers, and accountants serving 4,300 children in the Peterborough area. What's old is new again for Quinte West people needing winter coats. Last night, the Quinte West Professional Firefighter Association held the 20th annual Coats for Kids program, which will provide children in need of winter clothes. Firefighter Chris Wigley says many people who used the program last year are returning the coats this year so someone else can use them. He says the program has come a long way since it started and now also accepts winter clothing for adults. Some businesses donate money for the program, but Wigley says most of the donations come from families. Quinte Conservation is offering its seedling program to Quinte residents again this year. The conservation is offering 16 varieties of shrubs and trees, including red and white pine, white spruce, walnut, maple, and oak. The conservation's goal with the annual program is to create a sustainable ecosystem. The seedlings will be ready for pickup in May. Post-secondary students in Quebec plan a massive protest today against impending annual tuition fee increases in the province. More than 200,000 students are planning a two-day strike that will include marching in the street and boycotting classes. Premier Jean Charest says he won't back down on plans to boost tuition fees each year in Quebec until 2016. Charest says all of the hikes will still leave Quebec with the lowest fees in the country. A former face of the BC Mountie suggests years of alleged sexual harassment on the job has killed her enthusiasm for the RCMP. In fact, Corporal Catherine Galliford says any young woman considering a career as a Mountie should run away, quote, like your hair is on fire. Galliford says she's on sick leave battling post-traumatic stress disorder due to years of sexual harassment and other harassment. She says the RCMP needs a union to protect members in complaints against their superiors. New York State Police say a Michigan truck driver had time to avoid rear-ending a tour bus carrying dozens of Ontario residents on an upstate New York highway in July. Investigators say the 59-year-old driver failed to brake and died in the fiery crash that injured more than 50 bus passengers. The early morning collision happened when a Fares Coach Lines bus traveling from Canada to New York merged back onto the New York State Thruway after pulling off for a mechanical problem. It was hit by a Flint, Michigan-based tractor-trailer driven by Timothy Hume. State Police Investigator James Hunt says that Hume could have fallen asleep or been distracted when he plowed into the bus. More than 30 passengers on the bus carrying employees of insurance from London Life and their families on a shopping trip from Hamilton to New York City were injured, two of them critically. Asian markets are feeling far from positive about the debt crisis in Europe and followed North American markets in a blanket plunge. At the close of the Asian trading day, Hong Kong's Hang Seng tumbled 5.25% and Japan's Nikkei average lost nearly 3%. Meantime, Greek political leaders have arrived at the president's office for a fourth day of talks on who should head an interim government. Garrett Katopoulos reports on what's at stake in today's meeting in Athens.
Seeing through the new bailout deal for Greece from the European Union and the IMF, and also securing more rescue funding, which without the country will go bankrupt.
Yesterday's talks disintegrated into chaos. There's been a 10% jump in the number of American homes entering foreclosure in October over the previous month. Further evidence that the pace of such activity in the U.S. is increasing. Realty Tracks' Jim Sicasio says the foreclosure crisis is not nearly close to being resolved.
We have a long way to go, only because when you look at this, it's been like a baseball game. We've been kind of in a, at one point I felt we were kind of in the seventh inning, and today it looks like we keep getting these rain delays.
Foreclosure listing firm Realty Tracks says some of the biggest increases came in Florida, Pennsylvania, and Indiana. The firm says over 77,700 properties received an initial default notice last month. A new U.S. poll finds baby boomers are less confident that they will be financially secure in retirement. The Associated Press's Tim McGuire has the story.
An Associated Press LifeGoStrong.com poll shows that just under half of boomers, 47%, are confident that they will live a comfortable retirement. That's a substantial drop from the 55% who felt the same way just in March. The loss in confidence is due to the fact that more than 6 out of 10 say they have lost money on investments. Those losses are causing many to rethink their retirement. 73% now saying they will work after retirement. Tim McGuire, Washington.
It's 8:06. 91X Sports and Weather are next.
We all need to get away sometimes and get outdoors. And Quinte Conservation is the perfect place for just such an occasion. Quinte Conservation has over 30,000 acres of natural, beautiful scenery, making it the perfect place to visit and enjoy the fall colors. A trip to any of the Quinte Conservation areas is a fun nature experience. And best of all, it's free. Escape to tranquil beauty right in our very own backyard with Quinte Conservation.
For more information, visit our website at quinteconservation.ca.
Good morning, I'm Tara Allaire, and this is your 91X Sports Update. U.S. college football's winningest coach is out of a job. Police began firing pepper spray on students at Penn State University who were protesting the ousting of football coach Joe Paterno. The demonstration turned violent when some students toppled a news van, kicked in the windows, and pelted a photographer with a rock. Paterno and the university president were fired last night for their handling of sex abuse allegations over former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. In the NHL, the Ottawa Senators were defeated 3-2 by the New York Rangers. Giveaways were the story of the night as Marian Gaborik scored twice, including the game winner in the third. According to Ottawa goaltender Craig Anderson, it's his job to deal with that.
You know, it's something that, I got to make a save, bail the team out. That's my job. It doesn't matter what happens in front of me, and my job is to stop the puck. So regardless of what happens, it's my job to stop the puck.
The Rangers have now won 5 straight. Brett Connolly scored the OT winner in Tampa Bay's 2-1 victory over Philadelphia, while Nashville notched a 4-2 win over Anaheim. There are 8 games on the slate in the NHL tonight as 5 Canadian teams are set to play. The Edmonton Oilers take on the defending Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins tonight. The Oilers currently sit atop the Northwest Division at 9-3-2. The Toronto Maple Leafs are at St. Louis, while Montreal is set to take on the Coyotes in Phoenix. Vancouver and Winnipeg are also in action tonight. Belleville Bulls goaltender Malcolm Subban has claimed CHL Goaltender of the Week honors in his first 2 games back from an ankle injury. Subban posted a .49 goals against average and a .982 save percentage in victories over Owen Sound and Mississauga, including a shutout in the Bulls' overtime win against the Majors. It's day 132 of the NBA lockout. Both sides will be back to bargaining at noon after meeting for nearly 12 hours yesterday. Commissioner David Stern says the owner's offer of a 50-50 split of revenue remains on the table. Stern has set a 5 p.m. deadline for players to accept the league's latest proposal or have it replaced by a much harsher one. Some scary news out of Venezuela. Washington Nationals catcher Wilson Ramos has been kidnapped from his home at gunpoint. The 24-year-old was taken away in an SUV by 4 armed men about 150 kilometers west of the capital. In 2011, Ramos hit 15 home runs and 52 RBIs in 113 games. The NFL has handed out 3 fines, 2 from the same game. Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis was fined an undisclosed amount for a helmet-to-helmet hit on Steelers receiver Hines Ward on Sunday night. Pittsburgh safety Ryan Clark was fined $40,000 for an illegal hit on Baltimore's Ed Dixon. And Bears receiver Earl Bennett drew a $5,000 fine for wearing bright orange shoes in Monday night's win over Philadelphia. Thursday night football kicks off tonight at 8 when quarterback Philip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers host Carson Palmer and the Oakland Raiders in an AFC West division matchup. Both teams sit at 4-4. That's your sports. For weather, here's Jennifer Bowman.
Today, there'll be increasing cloudiness early this morning. There'll be a gusty wind, but that will lighten up throughout the morning, the high of 8. Tonight will be partly cloudy and breezy with a low of +1. Tomorrow, windy with a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 5. Saturday, cloudy with a high of 10. And Sunday, more clouds with a high of 13. At 8:10, it's 7 degrees. I'm Jennifer Bowman with Tara Allaire. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 8:30.
This is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.